ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 25 एंड 26। 25 देयर इज नो परपट, सो टेक्स्ट 26। Here 25 is there, so we'll chant 25. Both are here. Okay. Esu snanam japo homo, bratam deva divyarchanam, pitru deva nubhutebhyo, yaddattam tad भयनस्वरम। सो विल रीड द ट्रांसलेशन एंड देन गो फॉर 26। ड्यूरिंग दिस पीरियड्स ऑफ सीजनल चेंज इफ वन बेथ्स इन द गंजेस इन द यमुना और इन अदर सैक्रेड प्लेस इफ वन चांट्स ऑफर्स फायर सैक्रिफाइस और एग्जीक्यूट्स भाव्स और इफ वन वर्शिप्स द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड the brahmanas, the forefathers, the demigods and the living entities in general, whatever he gives in charity yields a permanently beneficial result. Text 26. Sanskar kale jayaya apatyasyatmanastatha preta samstha mritahasya कर्मण्यभ्युदये नृप। संस्कार काल जायाया अपत्यास्यात्मनस्तथा प्रेत संस्थामृताश्च कर्मण्यभ्युदये नृप। वर्ड मीनिंग संस्कार कालः at the proper time indicated for Vedic reformatory performances. Jayayaha for the wife, apatyasya for the children, atmanaha and one's own self, tatha as well as preta samstha funeral ceremonies, mritaha, annual death ceremonies, cha and karmani, appetitive activities, abhyudaye, for further runs, nripa, O king. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O King Yudhishthira, at the time prescribed for reformatory ritualistic ceremonies for oneself, one's wife or one's children or during funeral ceremonies and annual death ceremonies, one must perform the auspicious ceremonies mentioned above in order to flourish in fruitive activities. Purport. The Vedas recommended many ritualistic ceremonies to be performed with one's wife on the birthdays of one's children or during funeral ceremonies, and there are also personal reformatory methods like initiation. These must be observed according to the time and circumstances and the directions of the Shastra. Bhagavad Gita strongly recommends Gyatva Shastra Vidhanoktam. Everything must be performed as indicated in the Shastras. For Kali Yuga, the Shastras enjoin that Sankirtana Jagya be performed always. Kirtaniya Sadahari. All the ritualistic ceremonies recommended in the Shastras must be preceded and followed by Sankirtana. This is the recommendation of Srila Jiva Goswami. Om Jnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakhyurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayang Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitamsa Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Voli Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So in this 14th chapter of 7th canto, Naraji is explaining to King Yudhishthira about a ideal family life, Grihastha Dharma. So particularly in these two verses, Naraji is telling that there are many ritualistic ceremonies recommended in Vedic Shastras which should be strictly followed by all the Grihasthas, family holders. And specially in the verse number 25th, he is mentioning Esu Kalesu, which time? The time is already described in previous verses. In 3-4 verses, the time is mentioned that in this particular time, this is called auspicious time. In this time, if you take bath in holy river, if you stay in holy places, if you do any charity, puja, upper respect, any kind of aarti, anything, any auspicious activities you will do, and that too in a nice place, and in this time. So, anything we do, it is described in Shastra, if the time is good, if the place is good, and the patra, the performance is good, then it is the best. Time, place and circumstances. So, now we are seeing this time we are here in Krishna Balaram Mandir in Sri Vrindavan Dham. We are hearing Bhagavatam. We are hearing Bhagavatam Krishna Balaram Mandir every day, 8 to 9. That is every day we are doing. There is no. But particularly in this month and this time is special. That everybody, you know, already many things going on. because this is Purushottam Mass. Purushottam Mass coming after every 36 months. After 36 months, one month will come. That month is only for devotional service. Because 36 months we are doing many, many other activities. So this month, Dharma Projita Kaitavatra Parama Nirmasaranam Satam. This month is only for Purushottama, so devotional service. So this month is very, very powerful. And that too in Vrindavan Dham. That too in Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir, that too in front of Srila Prabhupada, in his place, and that too Srimad Bhagavatam. So, special. Time, place, circumstances, everything is proper. So, that's what is mentioned in any, like Akshaya Tritiya, Magha Saptami, Kartik, and Akshaya Navami, in many other places, and Amavasya, and many, many times, Vyatipata, Purnima. In this time, if you take holy dip in a holy river, or any dana, or any other auspicious activities, that will make permanent benefit to you. There will be no diminishing. That's what Naraji is saying. This is permanent. If you do something, but many times many people doing in many days. But particularly if this tithi, this time, the place you do, then you to become permanent account. No means. It's permanent balance. And particularly in this verse he is saying, verse number 26, Sanskara Kale Jayaya. And he is mentioning further the Sanskara Kale. There are many sanskaras. Right from beginning to the end, major and minor, total 16 sanskaras are there. So, starting from the womb, Garbhadhana Sanskars and Pretakarma. So, Sanskara Kale and this Sanskara time also, reformative times, we should do also things like Sanskara Kale Jayaya. Jaya means wife. What is the Sanskar for wife? Like Punsavana Brata, something like the last Amavasya, Savitri Amavasya. So that the wives they used to do in UP and Rajasthan, this misailo, the wives they used to do something Kadwa Chauth or something like that. Something like that they used to do. And one more brata like that they used to do also, fasting very strict in this. So the Punsavana brata it is mentioned like wives they used to do. And Apatya for the sons. For the sons, there are Jata Sanskara, Namakarana, Chudakarana, Mundana, the many sanskaras are there for the sons and daughters. And Atmana, for yourself, Dikhyadi Sanskar, genuine sanskar, when you are taking an initiation or something, that is Atma Sanskar. Preta Sanstha, funeral ceremonies, that's Hakarma. When somebody died, then we have to do some sanskriya. And mrutahascha, those who have already died, like our late father and late mother and all that, for them also the annual ceremony, annual day ceremony, is called Sraddha Karma. Specially in mention in Shastra, in previous verses also Naraji mentioned that in Mahalaya, in Aswina Krishna Prakhya, that is called Sraddha Pakhya. It is famous. All over India, everybody knows. This is Sraddha Pakhya. Everybody will offer their sraddhas to their pitaras. So, Abhyudaya Nirpa. And if somebody will follow this kind of ritualistic ceremonies, doing Sraddha, Preta Karma, funeral ceremonies, and Dikhya ceremonies, and Punsavana Bratadi, and Jata Sanskara, Namakarana, Chudakarana, all these sanskaras for either for yourself or for your wife or for your son and daughter or for the late father and late mother or when you death ceremonies, all these ceremonies in this time, this kala, this is called sanskara kala. In this time, if you do some auspicious activities just like if you give some charity, if you do some proper puja, if you do some proper snan in tirtha, all these activities will flourish you like anything. O king, it will enhance your past activities, it will flourish you. Abhyudaya karmani, it will flourish your fruitive activities. So, in many times we see that some devotees, they used to ask me, we have to also perform sadha sirvani in sadha pakhya as in mass. Because we have already taken initiation. I am initiated devotee. So for me, I have to do also sadha, this preta karma, this that, I have to do also. I don't know, it is mentioned in Bhagavatam, and the discussion between the foremost preacher of Vedic philosophy, the number one successful preacher of bhakti is Naradji. Naradji himself is speaking to the most elevated personality, Yudhishthira Maharaj. We cannot be compare ourselves to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj is there and Naradji is instructing him, you should do it. At most you should do it. And Prabhupada in purport like thing is that Bhagavad Gita strongly recommends that. Gyatva Sastra Vidhanoktam. Yes. What is the principles recommended in Sastra? We have to follow it. So Sastra Sruti Puranadi Pancharatrika Vidhing Vina. Ya Sastra Vidhing Usrujya Vartate Kamakarata Na Sa Siddhing Abapnoti Na Sukhang Na Paramgati. If you don't follow this scripture, then neither you will become happy in this loka nor in other planets also. So we have to follow this Vedic scripture, and here it is recommended and instructed by Naradji himself. Naradji is the supermost acharya of bhakti, and he is instructing to Yudhishthira Maharaj. He is not an ordinary devotee. So if he is telling you should do it, then who we are? Why not we follow? Yes, if you have left your family, you are no more in society, no more in family life, if you have full time chant, your name, then that is another thing. Then you should not do all these things, because you are abandoned from the society, you are not in society, you don't have to follow these social rules and regulations. But as long as you are in the society, in the family, then you have to follow all the norms. Yes, that's what recommended by Sastras and recommended by Narad Muni too, to Yudhishthira Maharaj also. So you should follow these things. All these sanskara kaale, and in this particular time, if we do any kind of snana, dana, kriya, puja, ityadi, ityadi, all these things are very, very, very powerful. If you do in other time and this time, special, that is mentioned in this, this is the time, and again it will come. This is kala, then this comes the sthana, then the glorification of the place, then the glorification of patra. So if these three things together, then what to speak? So Prabhupada is saying that all these ceremonies, all these reformatory, those who are mentioned, reformatory methods, so we should follow this for our development, and also to develop in bhakti too. And one more thing Prabhupada adding, that though in this Kali Yuga we cannot get good brahmanas to do these rituals, neither we will get good samagri. Yes, you do little anything you do, there should some agni, homa sanskar, some havan, some jagya. For jagya, the main thing you need some ghee, and you know better than me, even in Vrindavan, to get good quality ghee, oh my God. Hardly you will get it. And what about other ingredients? All duplicate, you cannot get it. Neither you can get good ingredients, good mantrochara brahmana, and so you can't do all these things. So in this Kali Yuga, and we are all degraded also, we don't know. So in this Kali Yuga, though it is prescribed in Shastras, we have to do all this, we have to do these things. We have to do these things, but in which way? The proper way is Acharya in 500 years before, more than 500 years before Advaita Acharya, he was Acharya. And even before Mahaprabhu, he was Acharya. He was one of the supermost Brahmin leaders in Santipur, a village near Ganga. At that time, very strong casteism were there. And at that time, Advaita Acharya was doing his Pitru Shraddha. He was doing Shraddha for his father. And then, in the Pindadan, in Shraddhotshava, the natural work is that you have to cook rice, sabji and all these things, offer to Shalagram, Vishnu. And then Prasad you have to offer on behalf of Pitaras, you have to offer to Brahmanas. If the Brahmanas will eat this, then the Pitaras will get it. And there was, everybody will be happy. So that is the Shraddha Karma, Brahman Bhojan. Prasad, you have to make Prasad and feed the Brahmanas. So Advaita Acharya did this. He cooks nice offerings and offered to Vishnu. He has Shalagram Shila, perfect Shalagram Shila. And then all the Brahmanas in his village, they are ready. Today Advaita Acharya's Shraddha, we will eat. They are ready to have Prasad. But they are there in fast batch. They said, we are Brahmanas, we should eat in fast batch. But Advaita Acharya didn't invite them to eat in fast batch. The main Shraddha Patra, the main plate, he gave to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur come from a Muslim background, Muslim family. And in front of all the Brahmanis of the villages, in front of them, he didn't call them, you come first and sit to this. No. He said, okay, you sit down. In front of them, you people are second batch. You are not that senior. So he called Haridas Thakur in front of them. He said, Haridas Thakur, Acharyamna, yes, you have to eat. And he personally sought Haridas Thakur. These Brahmanas, they became like furious. He said, what he is doing? In front of us, in our village, in this house, direct Shraddha Patra, the main plate offering, he is giving to this Muslima, the Mletcher. Smart. They became furious. They said, we will make ban you. Nothing, we will not talk with you, we will not, no supply, no water, no salt, no fire, nothing. At that time, banning means a very big punishment. What punishment? Because at that time there was no water supply like this, municipality water supply was not there. You have to, one main kuwa or something like that, even hand pumps were not there. Some talab, ponds or some kuwa, from here all the villagers will fetch water and take and use it. And banning means they will not allow to go to that pond or to kuwa to get water. And no shops will give you any ingredients, but forget other ingredients. At least matches for cooking, for anything. You need some fire, na? They will not give you. All the shopkeepers will strike them, they will not give you anything. Sabjiwala, they will not give you anything. Anything, they will not come to your house, they will not give you anything, they will not talk to you. You can't bring water from the well also. Stop. And they did it to Advaita Acharya. Yes, all the Brahmanas Santipur, they banned him. You, in front of us, this is too much. And this Acharya, okay, no problem. Advaita Acharya is Acharya, he knew. He knew at least for a week, he arranged before that I am going to do this. And I know these Brahmanas will take this step. So he arranged for a week in advance. I will manage it. But when they became very angry, he said, we will not eat anything. Okay, don't eat. Go. And they didn't cook in their house also, because they were expecting they will eat full belly today. So they didn't have their breakfast also, they didn't cook anything. And now they are in an angry mood, they went back to their house. When that they said to their wives, so okay, so start some cooking. So this happened, the other chitara is so phalen now, we are not going to eat this there. So all they explained, so please do some cooking. Now you told feast, no feast, nothing. You make something, some khichdi or something, you will eat. We are hungry, already noon time. So then the Brahman's wives, they went, bring their chawalha to the ingredient. When they are going to cook, they put the fire is not working. Hari is not working now. In the whole village, everybody trial in their house, so many matches, one dozen matches, so many whatever they have, not fire is not coming. How they can cook? And brahmanas, they are not like that. They will do phalahar also, they have not purchased fruits. The only jalahar now, no other option. Whole day they did fasting. They can't cook anything, no fire. Whole village. Next day also, and their wives are continuously trying, all these matches available in their villages they have finished. But whole village they are trying. And still there is no fire. Nobody is, in the whole village there is no fire, is not coming out. And then one day, 24 hours over, then they thought, oh, something this acharya has taken either. We scolded him, something has happened. Then all of them the next day, they come after 24 hours, oh, acharya, please, excuse us, please arrange something, we have a fast. I said, dekho, the same prasad I cooked yesterday, it is still there. I have not thrown it away. So you would, please give us, okay, we will manage it. So they eat it they, after 24 hours, this prasadam, and then said, maybe now he is happy, so it go, and next day for cooking will do. Next day also there is no fire. And they again come back. They say, this is finished, there is no fire for today also. Please do them, please be merciful upon us. Aditya Charitra will see, I have not done anything. No. The moment which Ashtaji, the moment put banner, then this fire disappeared. No. I agree that happens. In your house, no. My house fire is there, you can try, see. But you banned. But my house fire is there, everything is there. No, no, please excuse me. You can't go to market, you can't bring water, everything. We are taking out our order, everything. Please be. No, I have not done anything. You are so much envious to Haridas Thakur. Maybe he has done something. And actually, Aditacharya told to Haridas Thakur, Haridas, yes, my master, do something that they should get a lesson. So Haridas Thakur take out the fire. He has done back by his power. So he should go to him. Haridas Thakur was chanting in the village and there in a secluded place. Then all of the brahmanas, with all their family members, everybody they went and they started glorifying. Please, Haridas Thakur, I am a Muslim. Mlecha, now forget all these things. Please, we are hungry. See, holy Brahma, Brahma Aparad. All the brahmanas, our children, everything, we have not eaten anything. There is no fire. And we went to Aditacharya and he told that it is you. So please be merciful, please be merciful. So they prayed. So Haridas Thakur said, asked, sir, can I release? Yeah, yeah, release. So Aditacharya said, release fire. And then everybody went back and fire is working. Now there is fire. So this incident happened. So though Aditacharya performed the ritualistic ceremony, sadha karma, everything, he said, no, I am acharya, I am such a devotee, great devotee, I don't have to know. You have to do. Even if you are initiated, he was initiated by Madhavendra Puri himself, and he was so elevated personality, but he was performing all Vedic rituals. Not this, not that, no. You have to do that. That is prescribed in Shastra. Just Shastra within Srujya. So what is prescribed in Shastra? You have to do it. What is the ritualistic activity? But this is prescribed only for family life, in a society. This is social custom. When you give up society, give up family, come and become a monk, totally give up everything and stay in a ashram, a fully renounced sadhana, then you may not follow. Then that is not hard and rule for you. But as long as you are in a society, as long as you are in a family life, then you have to follow this rules and regulation. That's what scripture says, that's what Naraji is saying, that's what all these acharyas they are doing. So, even if you are doing, but still, though Shastra is mentioned that you have to feed to the brahmanas, Aditacharya knows, even 500 years before, they are so strong. Vedic injunctions, they are following very strong casteism. At that time, Aditya Acharya He knew at that time, even though it is mentioned in Shastra that Shraddha Patra, anything you have to fit to Brahmanas, then you will get the result. But in front of all the Brahmanas, he didn't fit them. He fit to the devotee who is chanting Harina incessantly chanting, always chanting. So he selected him. He is the number one Brahmana. So Brahmana does not mean just to put a thread and keep some sikha and do all chandala work and demand, I am from Mr. family, I am from this family, what are you saying? No, that is not that. Krishna has made this regulation, chatur varnam maya sishtam guna karma vibhagasa, not janma karma, it's guna karma. You have to see what your qualities are and what type of job you are doing. Nowadays all the brahmanas are little bit bright, so all of them, they are changing their title and becoming sudra to get a job, get particular quota, because everything is in quota system now. To get mark to that is so heavy competition. Few days ago I was coming a train, so some students, they are discussing, oh, that exam is happened, you know, now what happened, and the paper leaked out. Somehow or other exam paper, before exam, paper comes out, and I said, what happened now? Maximum student, they get 100 to 100. Maximum, what to do? Now how they will get admission, how they will get, what they will do? Because percentage is no use now, it is useless. All of them are 100%, so what to do? And those who are really innocent, they have not do this malpractice, they are doing 60%, 70%, 80% with their real labor, they have studied, and they will get 80%, 85%. And those who are not studied the Padmas, they do the malpractice, and they are 100 to 100. This is the time now, this is the, what is happening now. And what the Brahmana should do? They will become Satyavadi, they will become honest, then you cannot get anything. Neither will get admission in a good college or school, neither will get any job. So what to do? So the only way, they have to change their title, become Sudra. Even if they permit their becoming Sudra to get the thing done. But those who are real Brahmanas, it is mentioned in Shastra, they will never ever think of to do a job. Doing job is Sudra karma. No, this is not Brahmanas work. Even if they will become so much trouble, they have to beg. So begging is okay, but they will not do job. A very stressing situation, scarcity, they can come down to one step down. They can become, do Kshatriya job, not by Sian Sudra. No, one step down, like Dronacharya, you see. He was Brahman, but so much situation compels him, he become one step down, Kshatriya, but not like Sudra. No. But nowadays, directly jumping from Brahmana to Sudra. Sudra ni chandala. What not? And they are claiming that we are so and so, give us Brahmana bhojan, this, that. No. So, and that even in this 500 years before, our acharyas, they have practically done these things. No. If you want to feed Brahmanas, then select some person, even if he is not Brahmana or whatever, from which family ground is coming, but if he is following regularity principle, if he is chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then select him as the proper Brahmana and do all the auspicious act with charity, dana, bhojan, everything to him, then you will get the full result. Otherwise, useless. Because apatrabhya, they are not apatra. Even if your time is okay and the place is okay, but patra is not okay, then everything finishes. And even if in this time, Kali age, that's because nothing is good, any good quality we are getting. So that's why in Kali Yuga it is recommended, that's what Prabhupada is mentioning here in the last purport, that all the ritualistic ceremonies recommended in the Shastras must be preceded and followed by Sankirtana. Kalo Sankirtana Jayanti Sumedhasa. Those who are Sumedhasa, those who are having some good intelligence, they will follow the Shastra injustice. What? By what? By chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Kalo Sankirtana Jayanti Yajantihi. they will do perform jagya, puja, dan, everything by sankirtan jagya only. Even Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentioned in Vibhuti Yoga that jagyanang japa jagyasmi sthavaranang Himalaya. Just like Himalaya is the supreme among the mountains, like that among all the kinds of sacrifices, whatever sacrifices you want to do, the supreme sacrifice is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Jagyanang japa jagyasmi. That is Krishna is telling. I am the supreme jagya. What is that jagya? Not swaha swaha, no. It says Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is jagya. If you continuously pronounce it, chant it, then you are doing perfect jagya. Supreme jagya you are doing. You are jagyik Brahman. Anybody do chanting their jagyik Brahman? Yes. Why you will go to somebody who is not chanting, no bead bag, nothing, only some dhaga, a genuine, and claiming that I am coming from Brahmin Pragyan, I should feed me, he should give me charity, who are going there? So anybody, no sastra, this is the sastra injection too. Though it is mentioned in the all sastra, Naras is telling Yudhishthira Maharaj that you have to follow all the sastric rules and regulation, but for this particular period in this Kali Yuga, if you want to follow properly the sastric regulation, then what is that sastric regulation? That is mentioned even in Satya Yuga, Prahlad Maharaj is telling. In the Bhagavatam, in the 7th canto, it is mentioned, when Prahlad Maharaj teaching to all his classmates, etavan eva lokesmin punsa swartha parasmritaha ekanta bhaktir govinde yat sarvatra tadikhyanam. In this material world, to render service to the lotus feet of Govinda, the cause of all causes, and to see him everywhere is the only goal of life. This much alone is the ultimate goal of human life, as explained by all the revealed scriptures. See, very boldly, that the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj in Satya Yuga, that is the explained in all Vedic scriptures. Etavan eva lokasmin punsa swartha dharma sparasprita parama dharma parama swartha. In everywhere, for whole populace, only to do devotion to Hari and bhakti. Bhakti start tad nama grahanadivi, nama kirtan. That is the starting. Anybody doing chanting, you can immediately consider him. He is a good Brahman. And if he is doing chanting and all these devotional rules, regulations following, then that's it. Even Rupa Goswami, in this Kali Yuga, he is Acharya of this Yuga. He told, Brahmana, you have to give respect. You have to give respect to everybody, even to the insects you have to give respect. Yes. You have to give respect because they are sitting place of Krishna. But if you want to give proper respect, he says, Krishna iti jasya giritam manasandriyeta. If anybody, anywhere, anytime, if just chant Krishna in his tongue, you heard somewhere, you see, oh, he is chanting Krishna, then at least you have to pay him respect in your mind. Manasandriyeta. You have to respect him. That's what Acharya Rupa Goswami is saying. And anybody, if some person is to, in garage, is fitting the wheel of a car, doing something in a dirty cloth or something, if he, oh Krishna, if he chants the name of Krishna somehow or other, then he should be respected. At least in your mind, oh, he's a nice person, he's a respectful person, chanting name of Krishna. Just uttering the name Krishna in tongue, he should be respected. And dikhyasti chat, and what to speak of if somebody gone through the proper regulation, reformative process, you have taken dikhya and process and in a fixed round every day chanting and all the doing puja, and then what to speak? You have to not only manasa, you have to by your words, by your body, you have to respect them. And if you really want to serve somebody, Nindadi sunya hridayam ipsita sanga labdhva. Not only respect, by your mind, by your word, by your body, you have to serve him. To whom? Not if somebody is chanting and also following the rules and regulation and also free from all kind of animosity. Ninda is not blaspheming anybody. That is the supermost quality. He should be properly respected and should be served anyway. By any means you should serve him if you want to get maximum result. So that's what it's mentioned here. Though all these ritualistic ceremonies prescribed in Vedas, all the family hold people in family life, in society, they have to do it. But because in this degraded age, in this Kali Yuga, we don't have to worry about where I will get some Brahmana, this, that. Don't worry. Just go to Hare Krishna temple. They are branded Brahminis. Because they are chanting. Yes. Anywhere in the road, in market, anywhere, if any ISKCON devotees goes, what the general people telling? Hey, Hare Krishna. Yes, they are chanting. Just by seeing you, they are taking name of Krishna. Oh, that's what. They are chanting Hare Krishna. So just find out devotees and do all your charity and whatever you want to do, do to them. Yes, they are the real jagging brahmanas in this age. So even if you want to follow the regulative principles and all this supplementary process, everything, yes, we should do it. We should not neglect it. But the process of the proper doing of executing this is if you do to the devotees. And you yourself also, any sraddha, any kriya, any snana, any dana, you should also chant. At the time of bathing, at the time of eating, at the time of doing anything, you should chant also. That is the proper way of doing the karmas and the proper giving charity to the patras also. Everything should be combined with chanting. That's what the Vedic scripture, that's what Jiva Goswami Prabhupada has mentioned, that is recommended of Jiva Goswami also. All the acharyas, all the Goswamis, all the revealed scriptures, they are recommending these things particular in this Kali Yuga. In this Kali Yuga. And this is not in this Kali Yuga. Even other Yugas it was there. But other Yugas, at least options are there. Other options are there. But in Kali Yuga there was no other option. You have no choice. You have to do this. And if somebody in this Kali Yuga even, when there is no other choice, no other option, if they will very much I want to the procedure of Vedic procedure, this, that, then he is just wasting his time and energy. Uselessly. Nothing else. So that's what Vedic English is saying. So if you want to get real benefit out of it and you want to really follow the Vedic injections, then you have to chant yourself, accept the Harinam and chant and do any kind of activities through the devotees only. Krishnera sansar kara chadi anachar. That's what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he recommends. That is the only principle we have to follow. So at least we are in a devotee community. We are staying mostly in devotee community. We should be careful with other community. But we can try to preach them if we can make them devotee. But in devotee community also, those who are staying in a family, in a society, they should have to follow this injunction in this proper way. Yeah. Not this ritualistic way. So that's what he is saying. Even in this Purushottam mass, this is you, everybody of you knows that everybody taking some vows, I will do this, I will do that. There's many people, they have taken leave for a month and coming to Vrindavan, stay here, and many agendas they have. But the Purushottam, the Krishna himself is declaring in Purushottam Yoga, Sarvasya Chaham Hridisannivishto Matta Smutir Jnanam Apohanam Cha वेदेश सर्वैर अहमेव वेद्यो अहम एव वेद्यो वेदांत कृत वेद विदेव चाहम. दिस वैदिक स्क्रिप्चर कंपाइल्ड बाय मी. आई एम द मैन्युफैक्चरर ऑफ द वेदास. आई प्रोसेस वेदांत कृत वेदवित. हु नोस द वेदास परफेक्टली? नो वन एल्स. ओनली आई नो कृष्णेश वेदवित. एंड if somebody perfectly studied Veda, what is the summary, what is the understanding of, now the real understanding of the all Vedic scripture is to know Krishna and chant Hare Krishna. That's it. That's it. He's saying, that's it. Our Acharya of this Hare Krishna movement is Bhakti Veda Anta. Bhakti Vedanta. The supermost conclusion of all Vedic philosophy. That is Hare Krishna movement. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Lord has declared full discount. No rules, no regulation. If you chant Hare Krishna, then that's it. And Prabhupada given is only four regulative principles. If somebody follow these four regulative principles and chant, then that's it. Then that's it. You are eligible as a Brahmana. So, though it is mentioned in many sastras, many places that we have to do this, do that in this proper time, in this proper place, in this proper situation. Yes, all these things we have to do, but the best way to execute all these things is to chant Hare Krishna, and to, if you want to give any charity, if you want to feed somebody, if you want to do something, then only do to some person, select some person who is chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki. Yes, any question? Yes. Not many that she said Pitru Runa, Matru Runa, Devar Sibhutata, Nirupata. That sloka we are saying. I know this question somebody will throw, so that's why I give the example of Aditya Acharya. What do you think Aditya Acharya doesn't know it? We read Bhagavad Gita more than him? I am asking you, what do you think Aditya Acharya when do Pitru Shraddha? Why did it? He should not do anything. Why did it? Why Yudhishthira Maharaj is saying? Why Narad is saying? They could not understand Shastra. So though it is mentioned, but still we have to do it. It is mentioned for family life. This is saying, if you have totally renounced, then that rule cannot be there. Yes. Yes, he is Tarpana. If you follow the rules and regulations, then Krishna will be pleased. Yes. So that's why it should be done. Though in social custom, you have to follow it. We are staying in a society. Man is a social animal, you have to follow it. When you renounce the society, then that is another thing. As long as you are in a society, you have to follow it. Yes. 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 Of course, if you are a devotee, then who will go? Anything, at least they will get merit by feeding you. Yes, that's what I am saying. Yes, yes. Yes. If you get some pure ghee, do some jagya, but chant Hare Krishna too. Only pure ghee also is not working without Hare Krishna. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Here it is said that Prabhupada is saying that one should not give up the ritualistic ceremonies like initiation.
Yeah.
We're all taking initiation.
Yeah.
And we're following rituals, we're doing Purusha Kama.
Yeah.
All of these things are give permanent benefit.
Yeah.
So where do we get the balance? You know, like it seems sometimes devotees want to do ritualistic ceremonies for people, you know, they do car puja.
Mm-hmm.
They drive over the lemons with their car or the motorcycle. You know, people are coming and pay devotees, and they're coming and doing their wedding.
Yes.
Is this okay? The devotees do all of these
rituals
on behalf of people?
Yes. Can be. At least they will get some merit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because
yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So that is, yeah. Yes.
Because you are yogic Brahman, then you should do the work of Brahmanas too. You can do the puja and everything.
Yeah. So that the devotees have to take on the position of being a Brahminical priest.
That's what.
The general society.
Yes. Okay. This sloka is meaning is that if you worship devatas as supreme, then you go to Devaloka. But if you book a ticket to Bombay, you are not going to Calcutta.
Okay.
That's for sure. Anybody worshipping, anybody knows Krishna is the supreme, but he should have to give respect to all the Devi Devas. Of course, but you have to know that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. All these Devi Devatas are senior devotees. You respect them. That's it. What is the difficulty? Okay.
If we are doing the ritual performances, then or we are doing worship Ananya Bhava. What is that?
Ananya Bhava means to whom? Ananya Bhava you are doing, still then also you can worship and respect other demigods, no problem. Our puja is also kind of respect.
Yeah.
You know that the gopis, they have worshipped Katyayani with mantras and proper rituals. You know that? Do you think you are more senior devotees than them?
Yeah.
So then? Give to him.
Thank you very much for serving one of the individuals and giving them the honor of the day. Thank you very much. My question is during for the last part of the day, you explained about the Brahmins. Please don't take it like a rather worried or negatively. My question is like from our side, from devotee's side, as they hear class and they understand that now you know Brahmana, even they got Brahman initiation. Then they prone to not to do like lower verse, some like, you know, Devo Devo or something like which is, looks like a Shudra verse. You know, so you remember about it when you have Shudra also once you were in. So, how can you devote a chef to do this, choose service for the devotee or something? So, how do we should think, like, now I got a Brahman initiation or something. So, am I doing a Brahman or I should be like,
so our varnasrama is not that only varnasrama, we are daivi varnasrama. In daivi varnasrama, even brahmanas can do anything and anybody can do anything because we belong to Krishna. So that you can do, no problem. But others, they are not in a, only varnasrama dharma, they can do. Okay? Anything else? Maharaj, any blessings? గ్రంథరాశిమద్భాగవత్ మహాపురాణ్ కి సంవేత భక్త బృంద కి